السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
As it says that we can fully assert that the degree to which the subject of gratitude is mentioned within the Jamaat, or the understanding and perception of gratitude that is possessed by the Jamaat, is not matched by anyone else, and nor can it be. This is for the reason that true gratitude is that which is to God the Almighty. It is that which is for the sake of acquiring the pleasure of God the Exalted. It is when gratitude is shown upon the progress of the religion of Allah the Almighty and upon its awe-inspiring impact it has upon non-Muslims. Thus today, if there is any Jamaat which is actively working for the progress of Islam, or which is striving to convey the beautiful teachings of Islam to all corners of the world and to all sections of humanity, using all manners of plans and projects. That aspect will not be found in any other Jamaat, that is community, or any other group or organization of the world. And even if there is anyone making such efforts, then you will not even find a thousandth portion in comparison to the efforts and successes of the Jamaat. If others, that is, non-Muslims, dispel from their hearts their wrong conceptions with regards to Islam, or if non-Muslims express that today our hearts and minds have been cleansed of misconceptions with regards to Islam, then that is only and only as a result of their attending the functions and programs of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, and thus they are enabled to purify their minds. Or it can be said that they only learn of real Islam by attending the gatherings of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Thus the work of the revival of Islam that was started by the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, still continues today, even after a period of approximately 124 years passing. In fact, not only is that continuing, but we also witness the scenes of the divine promises and succor. whether the signs of divine help and support relate to the African jungles and cities, or they relate to the deserts, or they relate to far-off islands, or if they relate to the Arab world, Asia, or to conveying the message of Islam to the people of Europe and America. And by doing so, removing their doubts from them. Whatever it relates to, Allah the Almighty's help and succor is evident. Or in the halls and chambers of Europe and America, to have the beautiful teachings of Islam acknowledged. Thus, to what a great extent does the torrential rain of the blessings and bounties of Allah the Almighty make us into those who understand the subject of gratitude and into those who are grateful to Allah the Almighty, and that it should do so. Others cannot even perceive this. It is Ahmadis alone who best understand this commandment of Allah the Almighty, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, I will surely bestow more favors on you. The purpose of the work that we carry out is not to bring about self-recognition, or nor is it as a result of any personal greatness, and nor is it expressed. Rather, it is to further that mission that the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, brought with him, and it is to present the beautiful teachings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, before the world. This is our task. This is so that once we present these teachings before the world, we can make the world come to understand and perceive the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, being the last prophet, and to establish the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, in the world. Thus, those tasks that are done for the sake of Allah the Almighty, and which are devoid of personal display and show, in which when good results come about, it leads to gratitude to Allah the Almighty, then most certainly the divine succor and support descends to a greater degree than before. Thus, we need to always keep this subject in our view. Very recently, I was on a tour of Europe in which different programs were held. The first of these was a program held in the European Parliament in the auditorium. There, approximately over 200 European parliamentarians and parliamentarians of various countries were present. 200 are the total of all guests combined. There were other politicians, lawyers, and well-educated persons all present. A program was held with them there. Similarly, I had the opportunity to say a few things with regards to the beautiful teachings of Islam before various representatives of news agencies. As a result of the press conference that was held, there was quite significant coverage in the world. In order to organize this function, the UK Jamaat also played an important role. Although the actual organizers were our European parliamentarian friends, but in any case, this program went very well. The UK Jamaat perhaps were quite concerned for this function. For this reason, they repeatedly announced the request for prayers in the Jamaats. As always, the acceptance of the prayers of Ahmadis was witnessed and felt in this program. It is my view that whatever I said is normally taken as ordinary or normal. However, if one reflects, then with relation to Islam, there is nothing which is ordinary or normal. As Allah the Almighty has perfected that religion, thus each and every aspect of it is vital and important. It is for this reason that it had a deep impression upon the attendees. This is something which they also openly expressed. Their doubts and misgivings with regards to Islam were dispelled. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Thereafter, I went to Germany and two major programs were held there. One was held in Hamburg, where they have renovated a mosque in a new place they had purchased. The mosque was already constructed inside as the building was converted, but there was no minaret and so on. But now they have built the minaret. A function was held with relation to this new construction. In essence, this was a reason or basis to invite guests. In any case, there was also a very good segment of people who attended. All the people left with an extremely good impression of Islam. Similarly, the new building of Jami Ahmadiyya has been constructed there. Because this has been especially built as a Jamia, it has proper large classrooms, an assembly hall, hostel, dining, kitchen, and so on. It has everything. There are vast arrangements there. A very beautiful building has been built there. There also very well-educated persons, the press, politicians and so on, all participated. Also in this function, the teachings were presented. It was not in front of those people, but when I was counseling the students, those same teachings were covered or included, which those others also understood and liked. There were also two mosques that were inaugurated. There also the local mayor and well-educated persons of the city attended. They would express their love and brotherhood. In one of these places, when the mosque was under construction, from amongst the neighbors, a couple, in fact, the mosque was not being constructed, I should start from the point that when the inauguration took place, from amongst the neighbors, a couple were present. After a short while, they came to me. They said that we would like to present you with a gift. They presented me with the gift. Alongside this, they said that we extend our good wishes and congratulate you on the inauguration of this mosque. At the time in the function, the respected mayor was present and was sitting beside me. He said that in this area, when the mosque was under construction, those who were most strongly opposed to it were this couple. They would say that if the mosque is built here, it would become the center of disorder and chaos, because Muslims are always like that. But nonetheless, the council and the other neighbors rejected their concerns and the mosque was constructed. In this time, the Ahmadis also contacted them. The real Islam and Ahmadiyya's teachings were conveyed to them and a change in their attitude started to come about. Then, at the occasion of the inauguration, I drew the attention of the Ahmadis to their responsibilities after the construction of the mosque, that what their responsibilities are, and I explained the beautiful teachings of Islam. Then further changes occurred in them. There was great respect and reverence in them. I saw the hearts melt of those who were opponents. Nonetheless, I wish to present the different impressions of the non-Muslims who attended these various functions on these different occasions. Some have also stated things with regards to me. I have tried that as much as possible, I should remove those aspects with relation to me, but in some places the mention may still come through. However, I am fully aware that all the things that I stated are the message of Islam. If there is any impact, then it is the impact of the message of Islam rather than of my personality. In any case, in representation of the promised Messiah on whom be peace, whatever I state will have an impact because there is a promise of Allah the Almighty with the promised Messiah on whom be peace. The first comment is from a bishop who attended and also participated in the press conference and asked a question. Dr. Eamon Howard, who came from Geneva, Switzerland. He is the representative of Interfaith International and also the founding president of the welfare organization Feed a Family. He was given an invitation and one day before he slipped on some ice. His eyes were swollen and he was hurt quite badly. However, he stated that even then I will definitely attend this function, and he travelled to Brussels. He writes that the words of the address that were given were magic or charm-like. Azur says that he writes with regards to me that the manner was soft and gentle, but the words that were expressed from the mouth had an extraordinary strength, power and grandeur. I have never seen such a courageous person in my life before. Nonetheless, these were the words which he said after hearing of the excellences of Islam. Then from Switzerland, a Japanese representative of Buddhism, George Kohomilo, who is also a monk, was also present. He stated to his friends who had brought him to the function, "You gave me an invitation to attend this important program. Attending this function and meeting the Khalifa are a great honor for me. These are precious moments for me which I can never forget. Here I had the opportunity to meet other intellectuals from different countries. For this I am grateful." Honorable Fawad Aheder is a member of the National Belgium Parliament. He openly expressed, he is actually an old acquaintance of ours. In fact, one night before the event, he met me and I said to him that we now have very old ties. You should now take the bed, the initiation. He is, in any case, a Muslim. He is from Morocco or something of the like. He has been living there for a long period of time, or perhaps his parents had come here. At the present time, he is a very good and seasoned politician and also a member of parliament. Azur says that, so he stated with regards to my address, that this address at the parliament was not only for me. In fact, it is a source of pride for all Muslims. This is because the Khalifa has made our heads rise high. For previously, when someone spoke about Islam before us, then we would submit our head in shame because that was not the correct teachings of Islam. Today, we have learnt of the correct teachings of Islam. Then the representative of the Interior Ministry in Belgium, Jonathan de Beer, expressed that the address of the Khalifa has left us all shaken. We have learned a great deal from this speech, which was inspiring for all of us. Member of Parliament, Mr. Maas, stated, "For the message of peace that the Khalifa gave us and the guidance which he imparted to us, we are very grateful." Another Member of Parliament, Mr. Godfrey Bloom, stated that the address of the Khalifa gave us light. On behalf of all of my friends, I thank him. From Norway, a Member of Parliament and the Provincial Secretary of the Christian Democratic Party was also present. He also said these same things. From the Government of France, the representative of the Foreign and Interior Ministries, Mr. Eric, also participated. He noted all the salient points of the speech and stated, "The speech contains great guidance for France. I will report back to my ministry in France. France is such a country in Europe where the strongest voices against Islam are constantly raised. But when this correct and true teaching of Islam was presented before him, he was impressed. Then Rocio Lopez, who is a member of Parliament of Spain, she came to attend this function from Spain. She is from the Toledo or Tolitla province. She states that this function left an impression of friendship and brotherhood. This program in Brussels introduced me to a mobile Jamaat, which is constantly involved in building or construction projects. In the leadership of Mirza Masroor Ahmad, under the motto of love for all, hatred for none, Ahmadis hailing from different countries mix together. In the world which is being more intoxicated by its passions, in which the message of peace and love is extremely critical and important, to learn about you people is a point of honor. Then she says that I fully support all your thoughts. I agree with all the points with reference to restoring international human rights and establishing world peace. I will always condemn religious persecution. Then from Spain, Jose Maria Alonso, a representative of the Popular Party in the Assembly of Madrid, and who is from Spain. She is from Cantabria, Spain. Azur says that she first gave her impressions and comments after meeting me, and then she stated, I have the same sentiments after meeting the other Ahmadis which I had with meeting the Khalifa. This entire Jamaat is extremely hospitable and very peaceful. According to the Khalifa, the purpose of religions is not to increase problems between mankind, but it is to increase love between people. Mrs. Santiago Catala, who is a law professor at Coenza or Cuenca University. This is actually a man and not a woman. So he has written many books, including Islam in Valencia and Islamic Jurisprudence and so on. He states that convey my words to the Khalifa, also to those people and that Imam who I met, and also to the Spanish friends who were present with us. On my behalf, extend my sentiments of gratitude. After meeting all of you, I thank Allah the Almighty, and I hope that Allah the Almighty provides further opportunities for us to meet. He then says that Allah the Almighty is very gracious and favorable upon you. In the name of God, I also desire good for you. I pray that Allah the Almighty grants you wealth and peace. He says that I am a religious person. I have had various religious experiences. I have not witnessed such a religious atmosphere for some time. We are aware that a spiritual person is he who is on the straight path. He is with God and God is with him. Then a female lawyer from Spain also attended. When she returned, she sent a message that an Ahmadi friend from Spain, Kamar Sahib, who came with her, said that these days will be like nothing else. Most certainly he was not wrong. I hope that if God so desires, then the work that your Jamaat has carried out during these days will definitely bear fruit. Now Spain is such a country where in an era there was Islam. But now there is such fierce opposition and enmity against Islam, which knows no limits and in some areas is actually beyond all bounds. Then from Malta, the country's name is Malta, is Professor Arnold Casola. He also took part in this function. He works as a professor at the University of Malta, teaching Maltese literature. He has written over 30 books. He is the co-founder of Malta's third political party, the Malta Green Party. He served as the leader of this party for a number of years. He also had the honor of being a member of the Italian Parliament for some time. He writes in his comment that the arrangements of the conference were brilliant. No shortcomings were visible of any type anywhere. The Jamaat's concept of universal brotherhood and its motto, love for all, hatred for none, is a concept of great significance, which unites all of humanity. It does away with all types of religious and racial differences and gives a guarantee of bringing together all of mankind. The speech of the Khalifa is a clear portrayal of strong efforts to establish international peace. Most certainly, Jamaat Ahmadiyya, for all the people of the world who are in search of peace and tolerance, is providing a most important platform for discussions, to the extent that even on a political level, they are excellently presenting this matter. Then, from the other guests who were from Malta, was also Ivan Bartola. He is from the media and is a producer of 2 TV programs. He was introduced to the Jamaat through the leafleting scheme that has started there. When the leaflets were distributed there and he received it, he was greatly impressed by it. He then himself contacted the Jamaat, and then his ties continuously strengthened. Hazur says that he states to me that for the establishment of peace, your dear and great efforts, Hazur says, actually he's writing elsewhere, he says that the great services of the Jamaat I am grateful for. Hazur says that then he says regarding me that whatever I had read about him, I found him to be much more. Your message is everlasting. I was extremely happy that your message reached the right people. I was greatly impressed by your efforts towards peace and international brotherhood, your mission and your efforts. He then wrote, with regards to an acquaintance who he met there in Brussels, Belgium, he said to her that I have come here for this purpose of a program that is being held here. She said that normally the programs of the European Parliament are not that organized, but he said this is a program of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Upon this, she said, yes, yes, I know them. Their programs are always very organized. Then Mr. Christian Mere, who is a member of the Church of Scientology, Europe. He said in his views that this was an extremely important meeting. The Khalifa, in his address, has given us the message that all of us should work together for peace. We should dispel mutual enmities. His message was filled with wisdom. The guarantee for the better future of mankind rests upon implementing this. Then, from an area of France, Montlhéry-Joly, the deputy mayor also attended this function. She said that I greatly liked this speech. He gave a very powerful speech and explained everything extremely clearly. The university professor of France, Mr. Marco Tiani, also participated. He stated that I am very fortunate that I partook in the gathering of the European Parliament being presided by the Khalifa. This was a source of great honor and dignity for me. I was in the presence of a real leader of human rights and a real upholder of religious freedom. For me, it was a source of pride that I met such a person who is a great leader of peace and mutual relations. Love for all, hatred for none. This slogan is a most powerful slogan and a guarantor for peace. This slogan left a deep impression upon me. All attendees were greatly respected. There were so many people that some had to stand outside. The views of the former mayor of Nunspeet were as follows. First of all, he expressed thankfulness upon being invited. Then he says he was greatly impressed by this function. In this function, both he and his wife attended. To hold such a function was an excellent response to the cruelty, persecution, and extremism in the world today. He then says that this topic is also a part of the agenda of the European Parliament, that is, the topic of peace. I hope that this topic will be given attention in the future also. In any case, the attendees, the listeners, and the speakers were all increased in the courage and confidence after attending this function. Mr. Charles Tannock, MEP, stated, "The Ahmadiyya Muslim community on an international level is spreading the message of peace. It is fighting against extremism. Before coming here, a successful press conference was also held. Azu says a short while, half an hour before that function, a press conference was held. He says, I was personally deeply impressed by the manner in which the Q&A session at the press conference was held. The world stands in need of this kind of message from amongst the Muslim leaders. This message of peace is actually the voice of our hearts, which is not just related to Islam but also with other religions." He said, "The Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat on the daily basis is surpassing new stages of progress." Then he says that they have branches in every continent. "The teachings of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community are known by very few people, but it is our duty to spread the fundamental teachings of this community in Europe, which is based on love for all, hatred for none. This is the message of peace. This peace is not just between Muslims, but is a message of peace between all religions of the world." He then says that nowadays, Jamaat Ahmadiyya is an excellent example for peace and tolerance in the world, whereas on the other side, religious extremism and religious terrorism has become a threat for peace and human rights. This religious extremism on an international level then becomes linked with terrorism. He then states that Muslims must themselves respond to this religious extremism. In the same way that Jamaat Ahmadiyya is responding to this religious extremism at this time. He then commented on my speech and stated, "I thank you for your deeply impacting and profound speech. In your speech, you mentioned various aspects. With reference to peace and tolerance, you briefed us of the true teachings of Islam. You also mentioned that developed countries should help poor people and also developing countries. Further, you also mentioned those responsibilities which apply to the West and in particular the countries of the European Union. Which we should discharge with concern and compassion. I am also surprised by the fact that you spoke about immigration without fear and courageously and mentioned the relating problems in your address. As a politician, I am aware that this is a significant issue in our country." He said that, "In my view, to have harmonious relations with others and to develop mutual tolerance is the most critical message of today, which we should take away with us from here." From Estonia, the Member of European Parliament, Tony Kelam, mentioning his sentiments, stated, "Your Jamaat rejects extremism and persecution outright, which nowadays is increasing on a daily basis in the world. To unite various religions and beliefs, your example not only theoretically but also practically is extremely important." He said, "Today we have an excellent opportunity to give emphasis towards spreading this message. I am happy that European parliamentarians are also becoming a part of this message." Then, Claude Moraes, a member of the European Parliament, stated, "Normally in the meetings of the European Parliament, there is not that much turnout as is visible here today." He says, "Currently, the circumstances of the world are moving such that we are in need of adopting the Ahmadiyya community's concept of peace and harmony. There is a great need to develop mutual tolerance and mutual respect. These concepts are not just cliches, but nowadays, in this era, to implement these aspects have become critical." Hazur says that he says, regarding me, that his coming here is proof that people do desire to become acquainted with one another. In my view, there is a need to further understand the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. Their concepts and message regarding peace and mutual tolerance needs to be understood. Apart from this, service for humanity without prejudice for religion or nationality is a distinction of this community. There is a need to further understand all these aspects. There were different press people who attended. Amongst them were BBC News, Faith Matters, Spanish media, Acquia Europa. Thirdly was the favorite channel from Malta. GOTV and Daily Jung were also there. The representative from Paris for Le Magazine. There was Al Manar Radio Belgium, Turkish media, Ab Haber, French academic researcher, owner of Justice First of the World, Bukhar News UK. In the same way, the Associated Press Pakistan. Also there present was the official photographer of the European Parliament. There were journalists of Belgium radio and TV, and also journalists from media of other countries. CNN gave an extract or a quote from the speech, and they placed it on the website. And they wrote below, in fact they wrote above, the quote of the day because they liked that quote, which was in relation to becoming one. The Germany National Member of Parliament commented, "The speech was extremely impressionable and left a deep impact." I think that perhaps he said this in Hamburg, but in any case, he said, Hazur says, he said with relation to me that in the same way he addressed the British Parliament and also in America, Capitol Hill, I will also strive to have the Khalifa address in Berlin, the German Parliament. Haken Temeril, member of Provincial Assembly in Hamburg, stated with regards to what I said that day, that the guidance we have received today is needed by the entire Islamic world at present. Now we have proceeded after the European Parliament, and here we are mentioning the Hamburg function. On Tuesday was the European Parliament function, and on Wednesday the function in Hamburg. The integration officer expressed to an Ahmadi friend that your Khalifa presented the teachings of Islam in a most beautiful and excellent manner, because of which some misgivings and misconceptions have been removed. I am delighted to participate in this function. I have learned about the true teachings of Islam. Now we will invite the representatives of the Jamaat to our program so that you can present the teachings of Islam there. The representative of the Harburg Council, an area of Hamburg, stated, "The manner in which he was expressing his words were touching our hearts. No representative of our religion can do this." Then he said, "The manner in which the Khalifa particularly presented the concept of Islam, the beautiful teachings of Islam, that you should love the country where you live, is a new image of Islam for me." One lady stated, this is actually a personal comment about me, "So then, there are two female officers representing the Department of Integration of the government who stated, all our fears and worries have been dispelled. In the speech, the Khalifa removed all our fears. All Muslims should hold such views. The teachings of Islam are very peaceful. The fear we had seen in society have now been removed." The head of the federal government of an area in Hamburg was present there along with his wife. He states that we felt as if there are honeybees, and the honeybees have a queen. All the honeybees move around the queen and give their life up for the queen. In the same way, your entire Jamaat works around the Khalifa and gives their life up for him and obey him fully. Thus, these scenes are also noticed by the non-Ahmadis. He wrote further that your Khalifa in this way is like the queen bee. He then mentioned the manner in which the Jamaat respects their Khalifa. There were some people from the press. Before the function or the address, there was no program plan. They were only going to interview the Emir Saab Germany. But then, they said they would also like to interview me and have a question and answer session. When they said this, I said, okay, we can do this after the function. After the function, when I said, where are they? Call them. I was informed that now they have said that all the questions we wanted to ask, the reservations and misgivings that we had in our mind have all been removed from this address, so thus there is no further need to ask questions. So thus, when these people come to know about the beautiful teachings of Islam, their eyes open to the reality of what Islam is. Also there present was a female member of the Islamic Community Board. I think perhaps she is Arab. She works in the university on Islamic research. Previously, she was quite opposed to the Jamaat and would also speak against the community. For some time now, her attitude has changed. Perhaps this is as a result of one of our Egyptian professors who works there and is very close to the Jamaat. Perhaps this is why she changed. But in any case, she said all our doubts have been removed. Your Khalifa is not an ordinary person. He is a great leader, an intelligent person. I have seen the Khalifa walk, speak and eat. I used to wonder that there should be such a leader amongst the Muslims. Today I have seen such a leader in my life. Thus this is the blessings of the Khilafat of the Promised Messiah, whom be peace. Despite all these views and thoughts, whatever these people observed and witnessed, they will remain rooted in their positions and will not accept Ahmadiyyat. The president of police of the Hamburg city also participated in this program. He is also the in charge of the entire province. He said if we all implement the message of peace of Islam, then there will be no need for us police. This program in Hamburg also received widespread coverage. Hamburg Abendblatt is a newspaper. It has 557,000 readers and they reported on this. There is another newspaper, Bild, read by 731,000 people. Another newspaper which has a circulation of 100,000 is Welt Compact, who also reported on this. Another newspaper, NDR Aktuell, has a circulation of 400,000 and people read it. In the same way, various newspapers reported on the Hamburg renovation of the mosque, the inauguration, and also of the address or speech there. The opposition leader of the district Hessen Parliament also invited me there, in the parliament, to meet. He said that, how do you see the changes in the Islamic world, in particular in the Arab countries? Because nowadays, this is being fiercely debated here. Help is sent from here, and there, these same people are also responsible for whatever is occurring. So I said to him, the state of the Arab world has not happened overnight. It is the same leadership of the Arab countries who were present 10 or 20 years ago and they held the same thoughts and views. At that time, the major powers did not give any attention because they had their vested preferences and interests. And nor did the public of those countries have attention towards that, because those who incite them are from outside. It was the same leadership who were corrupt, or who did not treat their public in a good way. However, the Western powers or those agencies who gave aid to those countries kept a contact with them. The actual thing is that as long as the major powers kept those leaders under their influence, and as long as the leadership listened to the major powers. There was no disorder, and nor was there any concern there. However, when those leaders no longer remained in their control, then they tried to bring about a revolution there. If the Western powers desire, I said to him, if the Western powers desires that there is peace in those countries, then they should bring pure democracy there. Because you people raise more hue and cry that there should be democracy. So you should do this, rather than preferring a particular person and then support him for a long period of time. And then when he exceeds limits and becomes a dictator, that you take action against him. So as such, you are also those who make dictators. Furthermore, the high levels of progress that country reaches, when the interests no longer lie there, then that country is ruined to such an extent that it becomes completely crippled. This is why now, effort should be made that in those countries where there is disorder, it should be helped in the proper way, and if you want to establish democracy, it should be established. Other things were also discussed, but in any case, I had the opportunity to say that to him. Jamia Ahmadiyya was also inaugurated there. Governor Ahmed is the Emir of Rajshahi. This is the city where Jamia is. He says the speech given by the Khalifa was not a written speech, but were the thoughts from his heart, when he said to the students of the Jamia that they should implement the teachings themselves and present a practical model, is an extremely important and positive point. Despite being a religious leader, he's a very practical person. I do not understand what he means by despite. Perhaps he believes that religious leaders are not practical, or that they say one thing but act in a different way. In any case, Wilt Walter Sahib is the secretary of the German Islamic Conference. He also participated in the inauguration of the Jamia. He said that the guidance of the Khalifa was extremely important and necessary. Whilst counseling the students, he said that because the students will appear different and will wear different clothing to the general population, it is extremely important they adopt a friendly approach and meet with an open heart. This gives an opportunity to dispel misconceptions and to remove prejudice. This can only be possible by speaking to one another and learning about each other. In this way, the guidance of the Khalifa is extremely important. A journalist, Hanak, stated, "In my view, the function was very dignified and held in a friendly atmosphere. The speech of your religious leader was extremely wise and appropriate. His life-giving words, which were not limited to basic morals, left me deeply impressed. Or were not only based on basic morals, left a deep impression upon me, because in a firm and strong manner, they mentioned about having friendly relations with the locals." The inauguration of Jamia Ahmadiyya also received quite a lot of coverage in the print and electronic media. It has already been reported by more than 10 news outlets, including the provincial radio and TV. The picture of the Jamia has also been given. A newspaper wrote that Mirza Masroor Ahmed addressed the students. He repeatedly stated that the beauty of Islam should be presented before the world. The beauty of Islam should be presented before the world. He advised the students that they should assess themselves, they should adopt the teachings in their lives, and they should be kind towards all people. An important condition of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat is that peace and harmony should be spread in this society. One newspaper wrote that the Islamic Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat will prepare imams in the future in Rajshahi. It then depicted what is contained within and said its leader, Mirza Masroor Ahmed Sahib, said to the future imams and drew their attention that in Rajshahi and Hasan, you must dispel the fears of the people. Islam is not fighting a war against other religions and societies. So these were the type of comments and analyses from the various newspapers. May Allah the Almighty produce long-lasting results from all the programs that occurred. May our every step be steps towards progress. May He continuously increase us in gratitude and taqwa. The promised Messiah in whom be peace states, your true gratitude is in righteousness and purity. When asked about being a Muslim, to say Alhamdulillah is not true gratitude. However, if you adopt the real path of gratitude, that is righteousness and purity, then I give you the glad tiding that you can stand at the border and nobody can become dominant over you. Then the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, states, the actual matter is that the awe of righteousness also impacts others. And Allah never lets go to waste the righteous. It is necessary that a person does not let go of taqwa, and he firmly treads on the path of righteousness, because most certainly a righteous person has an effect on others, and his awe also strikes into the hearts of the opponents. May Allah, the Almighty, enable us to always tread on the path of righteousness and continuously bestow His blessings upon us.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر